If it depends on the amount of person, the doctor, how can people go from travel all over to come here for a clinic?
Because every doctor, some doctors are a better malach than the others. That's what I'm trying to say. We call it Sata Dishmaya.
The malach for the rest of his life?
Sata Dishmaya. Okay, we're up to, I believe, the Mishnah. Kuf Yud Amud Beis. I think that's as far as we got. Did I get that far? I think so. Yeah, I know I did. That's the Mishnah by Tassar Ashratim, don't go back. Did I do that Friday?
No.
We had a Mishnah, what in Asidim Lavzer means. Rashi says in one shot, they're not going to Elam Haba, and another shot he says, they're not coming back. The day leaves and doesn't come back. There's darker times and lighter times. It will shine for them. They will come back. They will get Elam Haba. Threw them off the land, God with great anger. They are not Elam Haba. They were Rebbe Akiva. If they behave like they behaved at that time, they don't go back. If they do tshuva, they won't make it. They do come to Elam Haba. And the Kav says of all Oydim Beretz Ashur is going on the Aseret Ashvatim. Amar Rabbi Bebechon, Amar Rabbi Yechon Ishav, Kuru Bekiva Lechatidu say he left his generosity. Shnei Holok Bekarotas Advar Meilu Tzafayim, he should call these things to the north of Marton say, Shuvah Meshuvi Yisrael Num Hashem. Return the wayward Yisrael, Hashem says, V'l'apel Bona Bechem, and I will not throw my... drop my face at you, which is lashon of anger. I will not keep a grudge forever. Where was Rebbe Akiva's? So therefore, that man the Amr is saying, you see this pasuk clearly. Meshuva Yisrael, everybody comes back. That's the Gemara. My Chassidus say where we find Rebbe Akiva's generosity. The Tanya we learned, Tana ben Avi ki Yisrael, ain ba lo elam haba. For Shom die, the young children also don't make it to elam haba. The day will come burning like a furnace. All the ones who sinned amazed and did wickedness will turn into straw. But they will be consumed, burnt by that day. We will not leave them. Either a root or a branch. And they are psoim. Kids are called fools, meaning they're not capable of making, they're not mature. And therefore, they are saved. Cut down the tree and ruin it. But leave the roots in the ground. So what does it mean there won't be any roots or any branches? That means they will be paid for every mitzvah, whether chamur or kala, Rashi learns, in this world. It's referring to the both the guf and the neshama will be totally punished. We learned that out from Vatayvet Kozecher Lamai, any memory of the Rishayim of the Gaim will be consumed. Itmah we learned. Cotton may be said by Lolo Mabah. At what point is the cotton big enough, mature enough, not mature enough, that wouldn't be the right word. At what point in development of a cotton is he Zaycha Tayla Mabah? Reb Chanina, Reb Shimon by Rebbe, Chadam Shashin Eilat. Birth is considered a complete body and he's Zaycha Tayla Mabah. The Mepharshim are bothered. Doesn't a person have to earn Tayla Mabah? How could a cotton who's just born or just conceived make it Tayla Mabah? Now, Bishlaima, when we go with Gugulim, we say he made it Elam Haba in the past time. Just have to come back and correct something, so he's just back for correction. But if a person comes, if we're talking about an original neshama, which the Gemara seems to be discussing, and the Gemara says as soon as he's born, he goes to Elam Haba, for what reason? What did he earn? How did he earn Elam Haba? How is his Elam Haba earned? That's the question they ask. And they answer that maybe his father's taira or his father's mitzvah, they look for all kinds of terutzim of what's chus will get him into Elam Haba. You know, I'm just saying that Akhoinim do deal with this. Exactly, doesn't a person have to earn it? How does he get it for being conceived or for being born? So he says, Amen, you can tell me he earned it. I don't know about Akhoinim being a Rai here, and I don't want to spend too much time on this. that Judaism believes very much in practical action. I think I mentioned that. Because it's not philosophy. Because answering amen for a 2-year-old means very little in as far as his understanding of what he's doing. But yet, when he says amen, he's al-kutaylam abba. Because actions get what person's schar, not necessarily lofty ideals. It's actions. So therefore, that works in the Maimonides, it says amen. The Maimonides, he says the first word of Torah. But the Maimonides just conceived, he didn't do anything yet. Or born, he didn't do anything yet. So again, the what? Yeah, but Teretz, they start with the chelik that they can earn. That's what Kol Yisrael Yesh L'Chelik HaMabayit. They have a portion, now they have to go out and earn it. Because if they don't earn it, that's why Rav Nishnam is created us, that we should earn our Elam Haba. So the Achronim do deal with this at length. Exactly how did this kid earn? Now again, Bismana said this wouldn't be a problem. We're dealing with Gagulim. Gagulim doesn't have to be earned anymore. It's earned already. It just has to be corrected. Some minor correction. And that can happen through conception. A person's conceived. It's whatever reason he had to be here. It's done. Over. He gets Elam Haba. Yes?
Is Rav Meretz considered to be Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai?
Neither. It's post Beis Hillel, post Beis Shammai.
And is Gagulim earning as well as correcting?
It could, but if a Gilgal dies in utero, obviously didn't earn anything, just had to be here to correct some kind of thing, which we don't know what it was. We don't understand everything. In fact, there's a lot more that we don't understand than we do understand. Right? So, add that to the list.
Maybe the Shri that he learned by Malach, the earned him Olam Haba.
Pashtus, that's not, there's no choice in that matter, so I don't know how much Olam Haba a person can earn without choice. Yes?
There was a Western Vilna where a college couple had been childless for a number of years, and they had a child who died shortly after the birth, and the Grah went to see them to comfort them and told them that this was a Gilgal of the
child. Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, what can you earn by being conceived? It could be that someone had done everything except he was conceived by Anita.
Could be. Again, I'm saying, but Gilgulim, I have no problem.
Right, what you could achieve by being conceived.
The nation that was born, what he had done. The children will, I never knew, Yavdenu means serve him. Yisupur L'Hashem L'Adari will be related to Hashem, to Hashem's actions to the generations. When he's conceived, I am a poor person and died. It's called Gevia, even though he's very young. I carried upon myself the rolling fear of Hashem, which comes through Mila. Open up gates. The other great tzaddik, but the nation of a tzaddik comes, Shemer Amunim, the one that keeps the trust. I think we Shemer Amunim, Shemer Amen. Hi, Amen. What is Amen? Amr Abchina Kel Melech Neman. Lachain Hachiva Shoel Navsha, the Gehenim has broadened its soul, Parapia, and opened its doors with Lichaik, widened its doors to no end. Amr Shlokish Namisham Shaira Filachaik Echad. Pashtas, it means even if a guy doesn't keep one thing, he needs Gehenim to correct that one thing. The Rabbani doesn't like you to say this. Even if he only did one thing, that'll earn him a Gan Eden, and then the correction will come in a different way. 2/3 will be cut off, and the third, 1/3 will remain. Now Rashi has two interpretations of Shlishi Shoshem. Either that Shem is the third of Nayach's children, and Arpachshad is a third of Shem's children, and a third of Arpachshad. And the reason Rabbi Yechim doesn't like it is because Klal Yisrael might constitute more than a third of Arpachshad, and yet, so he's limiting Klal Yisrael. So therefore Rabbi Yechim says, it means a third of Nayach, which is a third of, a third of Shem, a third of Nayach, a third of Shem, which is the whole Arpachshad, which will save Klal Yisrael. The second shot Rashi learns is, Shlishi means the third son of Arpachshad, of the Shem, not a third of the population, but the third son. He is the third son, and right. So it's the third son of Nayach, which is Shem, the third son of Shem, which is Nayach, which is Arpachshad, and he's saying that a third of Klal Yisrael, who comes from the third son of Shem, who comes from the third son of Nayach, will be remained. And And the Rebbe is saying it's not a third son of a third of Klal Yisrael. It's the whole Abachshad, which is the will remain, which includes all of Klal Yisrael. Which are actually first both shots, which seems to say it means our parsha. I have taken you as I'm taking you ownership over you. One from a city, two from a family. Take it literally. The Bansham doesn't like that you should say that. Can save the whole city. Can save the whole family. Again, he learned like Rosh Lakish. Rav Sarav Kahana, was cleaning his head during Seder, during the time he should have been learning. The Salik Biyaz became the Rav, and then he went to Rav. He thought he meant, you won't be found in the land of living. You're cursing me. We'll not find Tyre in one that spends too much time worrying about his body in the wrong times. Tanya Rabbi Simoy, I mean, Emily Kavka, says, I will take you as a.
Why would they have a spending time grooming himself?
Well, there is time that a person has to take care of his body. But he was saying, you can't do that during the time that you're supposed to be learning.
And he didn't know that.
I don't know. Says, I will take you as a nation, says, I will bring you. It compares the two. Mabi Yasin Lorach, Shnaim Isamach Rebai, is 2 out of 600,000. Avi Tiasim and Mitzrayim, Shnaim Isamach Rebai, and we mentioned the Maral Shad, it means out of every 600,000 that had been in Mitzrayim, two got saved. Rashi seems to learn straight. 2 out of 600,000 came out, which means Klal Yisrael was 180 billion people. It will be 2 out of 600,000. The Shama, they will testify there to Mani Rael in the day of its youth. I entered the city of Alexandria. I found an old person. I will come and show you what my forefathers did to your forefathers. They drowned some in the sea. They killed some with the sword. They built some in the buildings. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu got punished about. I came to Paro to speak in your name. Things have gotten worse. Woe and those that are lost, I don't find them anymore. Many times I revealed myself to Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov with the name Kiel Shakai, which is not the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name Hashem keeps promises with. They didn't question me. They didn't ask me what my name is. I said to Abraham, go to the length and to the width where I will give it to you. He looked for a place to bury. Sorry, he couldn't find the until he bought it with 400 shekel kesef. He didn't question me. I said to Yitzchak, live in this land and I will be with you and I will bless you. They didn't find until they made make a fight. They fought. They didn't question me. He wanted to pitch his tent. He had to spend so much money. They didn't tell me, Mashmecha, what is your name? First, you asked me, what's my name? Now you tell me I didn't do my job. You'll see the Muhammad's Parai. We'll not get to see the War of the 31 Kings. He hurried, he kneeled and bowed down. Which Mida made him hurry to bow down? Which is Machlaikis, whether he saw Erech HaPayim and he asked that it only be used for Tzadikim, or means he thanked Hashem for the Erech HaPayim, which ultimately he needed even for Rishoyim. Rabbanan Emesra, he saw Emes and he davened that Hashem should not exercise the midas to Emes and punish people the way they deserve.
Was it always what this
Egyptian man told him? No. The Gemara is just saying, because of those terrible Yisurim, the Klal Yisrael suffered in Mitzrayim, that's what triggered Moshe Rabbeinu to do what he did.
So what did he show him? He showed him the corpses?
He couldn't show him the corpses. They say he showed him the buildings. Tanya commanded Amar Chapaim Ra. We learned like the commandment says Amar Chapaim. The Tanya Shalom Moshe Lamar. When Moshe went up to the sky, Matzal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shiayish the Kites of Amar Chapaim. That he was writing Amar Chapaim. Amar Lepan of Rabbi Nishloim Amar Chapaim the Tzadikim. That's for Tzadikim. Amar Leaflu Shom. Amar Leishom Yevedu. He thought that would be the bigger Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Yishom should be destroyed. Amar Hashtachad is the Mibayin Lach. You'll see. You'll need it. Shchati Yishom Lekach Lekach Amar to the Amar Chapaim the Tzadikim. He only told me Amar Chapaim the Tzadikim. But Moshe answered Amar Lepan of Rabbi Nishloim Lekach Amar to the Leaflu Shom. And they'll say about the Ingdom of Kayak Hashem Kashi Divar to Leimar, and the Mepharshim learned, the Vesna learned, the Pshat is he recognized that Kiddush Shem Shemayim will come by saving Klal Yisrael more than by obliterating Klal Yisrael. Chagga Rav Salik was the Madargah by Rabbi Bar Shila. Chagga was going up the steps by Rabbi Bar Shila. Shaman Lahu Yinuka here, the kid, the Amrei, the Sechadem, the Moid, the Vezchana, the Kaidish, your testimony is trustworthy to your house, which is your holy abode. Hashem Lairach Yamim. The Samachle, now, the Gyrus of the Masha is, Samachle Kelna Kamas, Hashem Kelna Kamas Efiya. Right? Hashem's anger, Hashem's revenge shows itself. And this is written by Tfilu Lamesha. This is all part Tfilu Lamesha. Amr Shmami No Erech HaPayim Ra. Because the kid read it together, Eirach Yamim, Kel Nekamas Hashem, who figured out that that was what Moshe Rabbeinu davened for. That it shouldn't be Nekama, that Hashem should have Erech HaPayim. Amr Ablazer, Ram Chanin, Asak, Rish Baruch, Lias, Atar, Rish, Kol Tzadik, Vitzadik. Hashem will be a crown for every Tzadik. Hashem Yemihi, Hashem Tzvokis, Lateris, Tzvi, to a crown of will. I'll need some help here. A beauty.
Crown of beauty and
diadem. Well, Tzvira, and a crown of glory. L'sh'er Amoy, to the rest of his nation. Ma'ilah Teres Tzvi, L'tiris Tefara, L'aysim, R'tzayna, M'tzapim, L'shuasai. Those who do his will and look forward to his salvation. Yochel HaKayil, everybody. Tamilam, L'sh'er Amoy, we need me this also, which is Anivas. L'misha Mesem Asma Kishurayim, one who makes himself like leftovers. L'ruach Mishpat, L'yoshem Ala Mishpat, is the one that's what the Pasuk says, the one who sits on judgment. L'gvura, unto the strength, M'shiva, M'chamash Arav, they bring back the war to the gate. The Ruach Mishpat Zahraides Yitzray. That is one who makes, does tshuva for the averis he did. The Yashvah Mishpat Zahadon Din Emes Mamitai. He judges things to the ultimate truth. The Gvura Zahmiz Gabri Be Yitzray. Not only does he not do the averi, but he does a mitzvah instead of it. Meshiva Muhammad Zahshanaisim and Naisim Muhammad Zahshal Taira. He argues in Taira. He delves into the war of Taira. Sharei Shemashkim Marim about the Kasiyas about the Midrashas. They come to Shul early and they stay late. Why are they different to each other? Why is Midas so important? The other ones are doing the right things. Because without Midas, ultimately they will make a mistake in wine, and in strong wine they will go astray. They'll end up in Gehenna, they will be judged in Gehenna because of their lack of Midas, which will lead them astray. Like Dayeg, like Achitayvul, like the Kairach, where certain character traits, if not worked on, they can be great people, and they fall. The higher they are, the mighty, the stronger they fall, the harder they fall, based on this character trait that they couldn't work out, they didn't work out. Look to Mishnah Vayitim. People that are lack of yoke came out from you. Beveliyal refers to people that don't have a maba. The adich was yaish v'iram, and they pushed away the people that live in the city. The people that persuade them have to be from the same city and from the same shevet. That's yudach ruba. Most of the city has to be persuaded. We left the shayla whether women go into that count or not. Vashidchu anashim, they have to be persuaded by men. Vashidchu anashim uktanim, if women or uktanim did the persuasion. Vashidchu miut, only a minority was persuaded. Vashidchu chutzullah, the persuaders came from out of town. So even though they're more than 50% served of Edizara, heluki yachidim, like individuals, they get skila, and the city is not destroyed. And these are technicalities, because in the spirit of things, what difference does it make how they serve the Avedizara? More than 50% served. The answer, this is the technical halachas. Each of the madichim and the nidachim, each of the persuaders and the persuaded, need two edim and asra. What is the strictness of an individual over a city? They get skila, they get a harsher misa, but their money is saved. The merubin get killed by sword, therefore their money gets destroyed. Now again, we spoke at the Rambam that Ir Nidachas breaks the rules in the sense that it's just to obliterate, to wipe out, because it's a rebellion against Hashem. That's why Mamayinam Avad, that's why their wives and children get killed according to the Rambam Shita. even though the wise and children did nothing wrong, because it is a rebellion. It's a reaction to squashing a rebellion.
How is it destroying their belongings so that nobody will...
What?
I think that the reason that they destroyed the belongings is so that none of their heirs would get benefit from it. But I'm thinking the heirs could be living outside the city.
Right. Hakisaka, well, they're not, they're dead.
They might have other children living somewhere else. It wouldn't be dead.
Right.
The city of the
Chaim Yitzchak, if you'll treat them. Yeah, the Chaim Yitzchak, sure. Haki Saka, Jeshvi, Azaz, Lubicharev, wipe them out with a sword. Chameres, Ragamelos, Averes, Mimokum, Lamokum, caravans of donkeys or camels that have people with them, obviously. They go from place to place. Harem Atilanites, if they're there for 30 days, then they save, they're counted into the city, and usually wouldn't be Ivan of Edizara with the city, and therefore would end up saving the city. Shema Hakam, Aizos, Kulash, Shabbat, and Zemtel, Lubicharev. Mikan, I'm from here, they said, Nifsi, Tzadikim, Shabbatech, Ivdom. The property of tzaddikim who didn't serve Avodah Zarah, whose lives are saved, but the property gets ruined. Shebechutzala gets destroyed. Shebechutzala plaitin, because it's not in the city. So Rishon Bein Shebechutzala Bein Shebechutzala Elu Aizim Shenemer takes out the word Shenemer. Kol Shlalo Tikmat Otei Rechayv Emein La Rechayv Doesn't Have Rechayv Aizim La Rechayv Aizim Rechayv Bechutzala was outside the borders of the city. Times and Aizim La Teicha they incorporated into the city. Shenemer V'Sarab Tavishis Yerv Kol Shlalo Kol Hashem L'Gecha completely to Hashem Shlalo V'Lo Shlalo Shemayim It's Buri Not Shlalo Shemayim Mikan Aimru Hagdeshi Shabayim Do The Hegdeshi Should Be Redeemed. Because it belongs to Shlal Shemayim, Trumas Yerkavu, Ma'isheshenim v'kitzvei Hakodesh Yignezu. Trumas are left to rot, Ma'isheshenim v'kitzvei Hakodesh are put away. The Yom Tov says, since we don't trust people, won't eat the Ma'isheshenim. Kalal Hashem alakacham, Rav Shimon Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Matamaisin Dimbi Arni Dakas. If you do a Dimbi Arni Dakas, Malani Alechem Kilo Matamal Oil Lachol Lufonai. It's like you brought an oil in front of me. Vayse Tel Oilim Lisas Ginnis Apardesim. It can't even be made into gardens and orchards. Dimbi Beisem Lili. Tivai Melis Yibon Oil Lekumay Shaita can be rebuilt to the way it was. And in this Avanasu Ganos Apardesim, it can serve as agriculture. The Yigbi Yad Chumim Nacherim Kozman Shir Shom Bailim Harinat Bailim. As long as you're a Shom in the world, there's anger in the world. Of the Rishon Min Olam, the Salat Chorein Av Min Olam, the anger goes away from the world. Parabon. Yatzu Haim V'lo Shluchan. They should go out, not messengers. Meaning they have to do it themselves. If they do it through a messenger, that means he didn't persuade him. He's just passing on a message, so nobody is chayiv. Anashim, Eim Anashim, Pachim, Ibej, you need two persuaders to rock our Anashim. Because any sense doesn't mean that each one has to persuade a majority. It means together they persuade a majority. Anashim, V'lo Anashim, Anashim, V'lo Iktanim. V'nei B'liyahu, V'nibonim, Shemparku, Oil, Shemayim, Atavireyim, they have removed the yoke of Shemayim from their neck. Bikur B'kabalim and Asfar can be a border town, the Gemara first parak explains, because it invites enemies into Eretz Yisrael. Yesh v'iram v'lo yesh v'irach eres, not someone that lives in a different city, it means it has to be homegrown, I shouldn't say homegrown, people that live in that same city. Leymar, shetzvichem edim v'asor l'chalecha v'echad, each one has to be one.
If I wanted to be a Messiah, I would set myself up on the border, because I would be free of prosecution.
Well, the Messiah would be free of prosecuted anyway, it's not different than a Mesis. Chai Misa. Just that the city wouldn't be just as it is in Zaha. Yeah, I mean, the Madiach doesn't get away with anything. He gets killed for trying.
The same people have to be Madiach the whole of the rope of the city?
Two, at least two.
They can't set up like a network of Madiachim.
Well, there can be more than two Madiachim.
I mean.
But the Madiachim have to be doing it for themselves, not as agents of somebody else. They have to believe in it themselves. They have to be doing it because they believe it, not because they're getting paid by somebody to do a job.
But what, if one
media
comes
to media
from the other
media, I'm saying... If it turns into media, it doesn't make a difference. Ain't Chok, I'm sorry. We can split one city into two Shvatim, or Shvatim, Ain't Chok. Iraq is the Bei Shvatim, and again, we mentioned the Kashim and Yerushalayim, and we said that was a Xeris HaKastav, because the Sanhedrin has to be next to the Makom HaMikdash, Mikdash has to be Yom, Sanhedrin has to be in Yehuda, so therefore it was a difference. Eitzer Rebechel and Shlokish, Achi Medechem Ba'isi Yer Ba'isi Shevet. My Lord, I'm going to have Ba'isi Yer, Yiki Ba'isi Shevet, in the Lai Lai. Shema Min Al-Kol Kinar Agus Lebei Shvatim. How can you have Ba'isi Yer and not Ba'isi Shevet if you don't split the city into two? That the Gemara, not for the Yerusha. God could have inherited from a different Shevet, right? The daughter inherited, she married out of Shevet. So you can have different shvatim living in the same city, but it wasn't originally split that way. He got it as a present. 9 cities from Yehuda and Shimon. My lot arba palka mahai, arba palka mahai. 9 split into 2 was 4.5. Shemam and elchokin iranus b'meishvatim. Boy, arba mahai v'chamish mahai. 4 and 5. Yafi lipish mushi. So why don't we say who gave 4, who gave 5? Kasha. Ibarilu. Hutchum alei mahu. What if they removed themselves? What if they persuaded themselves? Self-persuaded. Does it mean that they have to be persuaded, not that they came to it on their own? I mean, they'd still be chayim misa, but they would be treated like individuals. Why should women and children be different than the guys who do it on their own? They are following themselves. Which is a less of a following. We don't take that as a serious following. How do we do it? How do we get the majority? We judge them and we lock them in prison until we see. Meaning, obviously, we see that there's some Avodah Zarah widespread. We don't know if it's a majority or minority. So what we do is we lock them up until we see.
If
the Avodah
Zarah persuades women and they persuade their husbands.
Nope. Would not be a woman. Yes, every single person that serves a Avodah Zarah will get skila anyway. We're not saving people's lives. I want to make it clear. Flesh is only irini dachas or individual.
In other words, the women will be considered like
Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends if they become convinced on their own or they're just or they're just doing it as a job. Anyway, women can't be madichim, so it doesn't make a difference.
No, but
actually, that doesn't care. I'm like Ula Nimtat Matzah Zina Shayla. Once you.
Or not, maybe they're not considered a Shluch.
For sure, it's not less, it's not more than a Shluch, that's for sure. I'm like Ula Nimtat Matzah Zina Shayla. You're delaying your dip. And I'm Ula Donav Vesaiklum, Donav Vesaiklum, until you get to 50.1%. Imre Bechanam and Donav Vesaiklum, Donav Vesaiklum. Shluch Hashem and Marvel and Bathidinim. We impanel many Bathidinim. Why do we need it? I'm sorry, Amy, it won't help. You can't do any dachas in homegrown town. It has to be by Dazna Gud. And they decide that it looks like we have a chance for an irni dachas. I'm asking the Bazna Gud to take him up to Bazna Gud. The Gamalu to deny the Kutlulu to take him up there. They finish the din and they kill him. Haki Sakis Yoshvir. Turn around, Baranach Ameris, Agamelus, Averis, and Makam Lamakam. The caravans that go from place to place, and they stay there overnight, and they joined, right? Which they usually don't, but if they did join, and the Shtal Shem Lami Jain, if they were there for 30 days, Hey Messiah from Mamaynam Abad, they are part of the city. Pakas Mikan, Hey Beskilu, Mamaynam Pala. They still served up at Izara, whether they're part of the Yernidakas or not, they get death. They were warned. There were two Adam. They get killed. Question is, are they part of the Yernidakas? That depends on 30 day residency status. I'll ask you a tzitzira from the Mishnah in Baba Basra. It says, "Kami hebi yir v'yir tanshi yir," and have the obligations of paying taxes and building walls and getting a water supply, all the things that a city has to do. Yud beis chaydish. I'm a rabbi like Gash Harlemad b'bnei Basra to be considered a permanent resident, meaning a person that is a citizen of the city is 12 months. Harlemad b'yatsrim Basra to be a resident in the city is 30 days. Tanya might another day ear and yes other machine stars have good base chaydish, also lohenes mimeno. The guy says, Mibneya ear, which is the citizens of the city, is the person that was there 12 months, it's also that pleasure from him. Tachas mikan, mutter lohenes mimeno. Less than that, it's mutter that pleasure from him. Yoshve ear, he says to the residents of the city, Mishtar lamajem, also lohenes mimeno. Tachas mikan, mutter lohenes mimeno. Tomorrow morning. Right, Shashem.